Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Information discussed in this podcast may be sensitive in nature to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Hey, everyone. This is Jennifer, your host of the Where Are They podcast. Anyhow, just wanted to break in real quick here for 1 second and let everyone know that we will be at CrimeCon next month. Look for us in Las Vegas if you will be attending this year's CrimeCon. If you have not yet booked your ticket and are interested, you can use our discount code for 10% off. The code is WAT10. And if you are at CrimeCon, if you do find yourself walking the hallway of Creators Row, please come look for me, come look for the Where Are They podcast, and say hello. I'm super excited to not only be a part of all the festivities at CrimeCon, but to meet, hopefully, some of you while there. Now, without further ado, let's get into this week's episode. Aiden Jerome Clune was behaving strangely in April of 2022. He seemed unsettled and unsure of his future, which is not necessarily uncommon for a 19-year-old, but for Aiden, it seemed more troublesome than most. He had tried moving to Washington State, but that didn't work out. His next plan was to move to Utah to stay with his grandparents for the summer. His mother agreed, thinking that might be good for him. They had the room, he could get a job as a barista there, something he was good at, and it might be a nice change of scenery for him. Aiden still planned on going to college eventually, but he just wasn't quite ready yet. On April 26, 2022, Aiden left for Utah, but very quickly it became apparent that his behavior was still off. He had an odd encounter with his grandfather, and then a couple of strange phone calls with his mother back in California. That night, he would stay at a hotel in Wells, Nevada. On the morning of April 27th, 2022, Aiden checked out of his hotel just after 6 a.m. Later that morning, his vehicle was found abandoned on the side of a highway near Curry, Nevada. The way that discovery was handled by law enforcement would be questioned in the days, months, and years to come. Because it wasn't handled immediately and with any urgency at all, the physical search for Aiden in that area, which is all desert terrain and mountains, did not begin for 24 to 48 hours. There were a few clues found at or near the scene, and there was a trail of footprints leading away from the vehicle, but Aiden was never found. Searches continued until late May of 2022, but Aiden remains missing to this day. His family continues to try and push for answers still, but as time goes by, his story is receiving less and less attention. Where is Aiden Jerome Clune? In part one of Aiden's story, we discussed his background and his disappearance. I'm not going to get into all of that here. If you have not yet heard part one, I'd suggest going back and listening to that episode first. We are going to pick up right where we left off, taking a look at the area in which Aiden vanished from, or at least the area in which his truck was found, and where Aiden is believed to have last been. Curry, Nevada, and Cherry Creek Range. Aiden's vehicle was a red 2007 Nissan Frontier pickup truck. It was found abandoned on the side of Highway 93 near mile marker 23. This would be right near Curry, Nevada. It was pulled over to the side of the road, and the truck was found with the passenger door left wide open. His personal belongings, including his wallet, were all found inside the truck, and his guitar was found outside of the truck just yards away. A set of footprints went off from the truck into the desert, and search teams were actually able to follow these footprints all the way to Cherry Creek Range or the Cherry Creek Mountains for a total of about 10 miles. That in itself is pretty miraculous to me, although those who live and work in that area have stated it was due to the dry earth and that desert terrain, and that was the reason those footprints were able to be so stable and were able to be followed so easily. Now, it was noticed that these footprints were sometimes bare feet, and sometimes they were made with a Nike shoe print. They showed signs of someone walking at times and occasionally breaking into a run, and they even found times when it seemed that someone was crawling on all fours. In June of 2024, 2 full years after Aiden went missing, his shoes were found near Cherry Creek Range. They were found about 10 feet apart, and they were in an area that had been previously searched before. Now, Search and Rescue has come forward and said that it is possible those shoes have been out there the whole time. Searching that area is extremely, extremely difficult, and it's possible that those shoes could have been missed. Also possible that they could have been moved. They were not found together. They were found about 10 feet apart. So possibly the weather or even animals could have moved them. Curry, Nevada is a very tiny, nearly forgotten ghost town located in eastern Nevada within White Pine County. It sits right along US Route 93, about 60 miles south of Wells, Nevada, where Aiden had left from that morning. That was where he had stayed at a hotel the night before. Now, his movements weren't making any sense, so it really doesn't do any good to try and analyze where he was trying to go or if there was somewhere he was trying to get to. We simply don't know. But at some point, he left Wells, Nevada, and he began driving south on Highway 93. Aiden was from Sonoma, California, and perhaps his goal was to eventually head back there. However, Google Maps does tell me that there are better ways to get to Sonoma from Wells, Nevada. Unless he planned to make other stops along the way, maybe there was somewhere else he wanted to go, or perhaps he wasn't even intending to go back to California at all. So why did Aiden stop near mile marker 23 near Curry? There's absolutely nothing there, and maybe that was the point. Today, Curry is considered an official ghost town, with only a handful of structures still standing. There are ruins of some old buildings, including what was once an old hotel. There's a few abandoned homes and foundations, but it's mostly wide open desert landscape with almost no population. There are reportedly a few residents who live in Curry, Nevada, but they do not live there full time. The area is extremely, extremely isolated. Curry is surrounded by desert plains and mountain ranges. That's all you can see if you look around. If Aiden had pulled his truck over on the side of the road and done a complete 360, all he would have seen would have been the highway and open desert land with mountain ranges off in the distance. There is also very little cell service nearby or any amenities for that matter. There's no gas station. There's no restaurant to stop at. There's really nothing. Now, anyone traveling through that area is always warned to bring supplies. There are no services. You can't stop for a bottle of water. And you are warned to be cautious around any unstable structures. Most of the structures that are seen out there have been abandoned and have been abandoned for some time. It's an old mining area, and there's a lot of unstable areas scattered throughout. The landscape around Curry, Nevada is classic Great Basin terrain, vast, rugged, isolated. It's that kind of environment that feels almost completely untouched, stretching for miles in every direction, as if you might feel like you were the only person in the world. The land is mostly described as sagebrush plains. There's dry grass. There is some scattered shrubs, occasional rocky outcrops, and there is very little water in the area. Very little. This is a high desert climate, which means hot days, cool nights, even in the summertime, and winters can turn very cold and even snow. Strong winds are very common. Temperatures can even range 40 degrees in one single day. One of the searchers that worked that area looking for Aiden said it's the type of terrain where you can see a mountain range in the distance and think you could walk to it pretty easily and not realize that it's over 50 miles away. It's also the kind of area where you could become disoriented very quickly, with all areas around you looking very similar. It's easy to go off in one direction, do a complete look around, and see the same thing everywhere you look, leading one to easily get lost and not know which way to go from there. Survival in this area without any supplies would be near impossible for any length of time. The Cherry Creek Range, which is very close to where Aiden's footprints had led searchers to, and ultimately near where his shoes would be found in 2024, is a narrow mountain range. It runs north and south, and it reaches heights up to 10,000 feet. Throughout this mountain range, there are steep canyons, ridgelines, rocky outcrops, cliffs, and even dry washes that can flood during those rare storms that might pop up. All of these areas were searched time and time again, and there were no signs of Aiden. Now, it caught my attention that this area was known to be an old mining region. At the base of the range sits the old mining town of Cherry Creek, Nevada. This town was founded in the 1870s after gold and silver discoveries. That area was once a booming town with hundreds of residents. But eventually, as many towns did out west during that time, population declined, residents moved out, and it became another ghost town. But there are remnants of mining activity still out there. There's old mine shafts and tunnels. There's tailing piles. There's abandoned structures. And this is what concerns me the most: the dangerous abandoned mine shafts and tunnels that are out there. Could Aiden, possibly having a mental break of some sort, become injured, possibly even falling into one of those mine shafts? Volunteer searches are still organized for Aiden, but it's important to know what you're doing and to make a plan. It's crucial to stay in groups. Do not go out there alone, and go with someone who knows the area. Please don't venture off alone in this area to search. It is simply too dangerous. However, I think everyone in that area or anyone who decides to venture to that area should be aware of Aiden's story and to know what to look for. It's so vast out there, there are likely still clues left to be found.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Theories and possibilities. Let's touch briefly on some theories here. Theory number one. The main thought in Aiden's story is that Aiden was having some sort of mental episode based on his history and his actions in the days leading up to his disappearance. During this episode, he became paranoid or frightened and ran off into the desert, likely at this point succumbing to the elements. One thought is that Aiden had taken his guitar and was near his truck when that state trooper stopped and found it. Seeing the lights of the car, of the trooper's car, might have spooked him, and he took off into the desert, leaving his guitar behind. based on what we do know and that Aiden had been showing some signs of paranoia, I do think this is a very possible theory, but we definitely can't say for sure. Now, Aiden was not known to be doing any type of substances. And again, I don't want to rule anything out. Drugs are generally not known to be a big concern when it comes to Aiden. But let's talk about mental health and let's talk about schizophrenia. Schizophrenia often first appears in young men, typically in the late teens to mid-20s. It's a very complex mental health condition that affects how someone thinks, feels, and perceives reality. But the way it develops is usually gradual, and it's not always obvious at first, which is why I feel that education on the symptoms and the signs of schizophrenia is so important. If you can recognize it in a loved one early, the better off you'll be to get them treatment. Now, schizophrenia can affect men or women. It's more prevalent in men, and it usually shows up in the late teens to mid-20s. For women, it often shows up a little bit later in life, mid-20s to early 30s. Aiden fits these parameters. He was 19 years old when he vanished. The brain is still maturing into the teens and into the mid-20s, especially in areas tied to decision-making, emotional regulation, and perception of reality. Before all the full symptoms appear, full-blown schizophrenia, we'll say, there are some subtle changes that you can watch out for. There's behavioral changes. Sometimes there's withdrawing from friends and family, dropping out of school, or maybe a decline in work performance, a loss of motivation, maybe even neglecting hygiene. There's also some cognitive changes. There's trouble concentrating or feeling confused or foggy sometimes. Difficulty following along in conversations or having a conversation. There could be some emotional changes, flat or reduced emotions. Anxiety or depression may set in, and suspicion or paranoia starts to develop. As I had said with Aiden, there were reports of paranoia with Aiden in the months leading up to his disappearance. So is it possible that Aiden had a mental health break, ran off into the desert, maybe paranoid, maybe he was scared when the trooper had stopped, maybe he was scared of something else, and he had become lost or injured while out there? It certainly could be a possibility. Theory number two, foul play. Could something else have happened to Aiden out there? Could he have encountered someone with nefarious intentions? Maybe it wasn't even Aiden who drove his truck there at all. There were no sightings of him there, although his belongings were found with the truck and his guitar was found just out of the truck. And it is believed that those footprints were Aiden's, and it is believed there was only one set of footprints. But is it possible he ran into somebody while he was out in the desert? Maybe someone saw a young man in distress and viewed it as a crime of opportunity. While I do have to admit this seems less likely than theory number one, I don't want to rule anything out in an unsolved case. Theory number three, Aiden is living in a homeless population or living somewhere else completely. Aiden has not been found. Could someone have picked him up eventually and taken him somewhere? But if they did, why didn't they ever come forward to say so? Aiden could have made it back out of the desert and onto a road. He could have hitchhiked or picked up a ride from someone. He could be living in a homeless population with those all around him completely unaware that he is a missing person. And sometimes I think this theory does feel far-fetched to people. And while I definitely get it, it's probably less likely. There was a case I had covered in the past that was just resolved this way. I don't want to name any names. The family has asked for privacy, but a young man vanished under strange circumstances and years later was found living across the country. It does happen. But is that what happened to Aiden? Is Aiden still out there? Other missing persons cases.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There are others who vanished in the same or similar way as Aiden has. My first thought was the story of Bryce LaSpezia. Bryce was also 19 years old when he vanished, and he was showing clear signs of distress or anguish or some type of mental break before he disappeared. He was acting very strangely, according to his friends. He was giving away all of his possessions. And we know that he drove for hours in a very confused state, or at least in a manner that didn't make sense to anybody. Bryce's parents were very, very concerned about what was happening with their son, and his car would actually later be found crashed near Castaic Lake in California. Bryce has never been found, and many believe that he was experiencing a mental health crisis prior to vanishing. There is also the story of Brandon Lawson. In 2013, Brandon was 26 years old. While driving, he called 911 in a frantic, confused state, stating that people were after him. He abandoned his truck along a rural highway near San Angelo, and many wondered what was going on. Was he suffering from some type of paranoia or disorientation, or was somebody actually following him? Now, Brandon Lawson is no longer missing. His partial remains were found years later, but the full story of what happened to him remains unclear. In 2018, Terrence Woods Jr. disappeared in Idaho while working on a film set. Like Brandon, he was also 26 years old. Witnesses said that he suddenly stopped what he was doing and ran off into the wilderness in the middle of doing a work shoot. They were filming a reality TV show. The behavior was described as very sudden and very out of character for him. Now, his parents will say there was a couple of odd phone calls they made to him in the day leading up to him going missing, but prior to this trip out to Idaho, everything had seemed completely fine with Terrence. The terrain that he ran off into is extremely rugged, isolated, wooded, and also vast. Now, some speculate this was a sudden mental break or panic episode, although nothing is confirmed. There are also some suspicious circumstances revolving around his work at that time and the crew that he was there filming with. The case of Daniel Robinson is one of the most discussed modern disappearances involving a young man who may have been experiencing emotional or mental distress. Daniel was 24 years old in June of 2021. He was a geologist working in the desert near Buckeye, Arizona. He is described as intelligent, independent, and close with his family. He was last seen on June 23rd, 2021, leaving a job site in a remote desert area just west of Buckeye. He told a coworker that he was leaving, he was heading out, he hopped in his Jeep Renegade, and he drove off. He was never seen again. Before he disappeared, Daniel had reportedly been dealing with some emotional distress relating to a personal relationship. Although the details of this do remain unclear, he also sent concerning messages that suggested that he might have been struggling. However, Daniel had no known diagnosis of schizophrenia or any other severe mental illness. So much of this is based on interpretation and people just trying to figure out what might have happened. We don't have any confirmed medical evidence. About a month later, his Jeep was found in a remote desert ravine. The vehicle had crashed. There was severe damage, and the airbags had deployed. Inside the Jeep, they found Daniel's clothes, his wallet, and his phone. But Daniel was not there, and there were no signs of where he went. He is still missing to this day. So all of these stories involve young men, all of them except Terrence's involve abandoning a car and running off into the wilderness of some type. Now, I do want to note, while mental health issues are suspected in all of these cases, that is not a diagnosis. But it's important to discuss all of the signs and the possibilities as well, and mental health could certainly be a factor. So what do you think happened to Aiden Jerome Kloon? Aiden is described as a Caucasian male standing 5'10" tall and weighing around 125 pounds when he was last seen. He has shaggy brown hair, although by now he could have cut it or even dyed it, which is something he had done often before. If you have any information on Aiden Kloon, please contact the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office at 707-565-2569. Keep sharing Aiden's story. He has been missing now for far too long, and his mother still keeps pushing for answers. Aiden is her only child, and she needs answers. She deserves answers. She deserves to know where her son is. Also, please go follow the group that she set up for Aiden over on Facebook. You can find that by searching for Help Find Aiden Kloon. If you do have any information on any of the other missing person cases mentioned, please contact your local law enforcement. They will be able to point you in the right direction or take your information. Or you can always call the National Crime Stoppers tip line at 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-8477. And remember, tips with Crime Stoppers can always remain anonymous. Thank you again so much for tuning into our episode today and for part two of Aiden Kloon's story. If you have made it this far and would like to help our podcast reach more people, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on your podcast platform of choice. And a huge, huge thank you to those who have done so already. If we do have any case updates or news on any missing person cases, cases we've covered, or maybe other cases in the news, we will share that over on our socials first. You can find the Where Are They podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and X. And you can also find our episodes on video format over on YouTube. YouTube is a great way where we can share more photos of the missing person and any other relevant pictures, such as evidence photos, maps, etc. The link to all of those will be in the show notes, or you can always just search for the Where Are They podcast. Also, if you do have any case suggestions for me, any of those lesser known cases, the ones no one's heard of, the cases that need more attention, please send them over to me. You can do so via the socials or email me at canwefindthem@gmail.com. Thank you again for listening to Aiden's story today and for helping us keep his story out there. Please share, and let's get more eyes and ears on his case. We will be back again very soon with another unsolved missing person story. And until then, stay safe and hug your loved ones.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.